Y también el dije, mami, yo a mí me hace mis ayeni, mami. Si te dices de calle, habrá un antione, pero mis ayeni, mami, es cosa de rí. Doch, ich ist der Gabs wie die Psalje, die Mame, wir gehen verwaschen bis Sommer, und für die Beize, so die Achim, die kann Amen. Amen, man ist der one, who says in Beize, die Psalje, die Mame, und both Rabashe und Rabs wie die Psalje, die Psalje, die Mame, it's not ordinary Amir Lenochi. It's considered as if the Israel himself did it, because the Israel helps the Goy put in the drops, put the drops in the eye. Rabashi besomu, wenn wir diese Beiz haben, dann immer kochen alle noch mit Schatz. Und Rabashi mal dein doch. Wir haben auf keine Fälle, ich habe gesagt, noch ich. Und wir sagen, wir kommen zu Posa, kommen wir, wir kommen zu Posa, wir schon haben gesagt, wir haben Maschma. So, um die Amen, was ist, wir sagen, wir haben es. Wo der Rabashi mit Rabashi sind, die ich mir mache. So, jetzt kann ich hier, wie ich ihm selbst sehe, wir sagen, wir haben es. Wir haben immer, du, אלא דן ביחיוב חטאוס, דומייסר הבאשל, עבודוסי קשיירו, משל אפסול פסול רבון הולק, דמור הנום בייס, אם כן נשאב לסתים, נאמן לא שיש ביסול רבון, ומי הוא לרבאשל, איתו למימה, דיפוסה הדישום מהמימה, עשה, סוין לך נאמי, רבאשל היא סדת, אפטר, He argued it with Ameima, and then Ameima said, "Misayeh b'mamesh." So he was mivatel daiten. So here Rabashi says it after this happened in Beit. Elu Rabzvi koshe diu gufi koma mishmei rovi dein b'mamesh. So it's if Rabzvi that said it mishmei hafshei. So then you could say, when did Rabzvi say it? Only after he had argued, he argued it out with Ameima. But Rabzvi didn't say it Mishmei Nafshe, he said it Mishmei Rove. Mishmei Rove. And that Rove lived before. So Mimele, so Rabzvi knew that. So Vameima, Rabzvi koshe di gufi koma Mishmei Rove dein bimamish. Vameima hu yaar beachar Rove. Vafilo achar af popi, shu yitalmide shu Rove. Vishemo bosa vayse di ameima, shom Rabzvi Mishmei Rove. To that Rove lived before. But Rove said this aloche misayim b'mamesh long time ago. But Rav Zvid didn't hear of it. Then after this ma'ase, so he heard it the same thing that Ameima said. So he heard it that years before Rove said the same thing. All right. Yeah, Shem posel ma'ase Ameima shomer Rav Zvid b'shvil Rove v'lo im Rovat. Lady Mary, the hoche poi chosom. We hope come Messiah about day. We call Omi to Possum. We offer God the Messiah, him in Mamesh. We are Omi. Ho, is from the main Adios, Mishum Srika Samoni, whom Mishane, the Himbi Mamesh, after he said, what is the mention Srika Samoni? But because this is wants to explain what kind of a Melochi is it. I mean, putting it into apps. It's not an Israel today, even Kochelei, but I mean, so it's not, it doesn't involve an Israel of Tzeveya. So, what kind of Meloche is that? The answer is, it's Meloche the Rabbanon Rifuim. The Chachomim Asaf Rifuim, medicine. No matter what kind of medicine you do, you take, whether you take it orally, something you drink, I mean, or it's a medicine that consists of an injection, or drops in the eye, it doesn't matter. Any medicine, Rifuim, the Chachomim Asaf. So medicine, Rifuye is one of the Shmusim. Mit Rabbonon it's a Meloche. Why did the Chachomim Asa Rifuye? Because many times, I mean, that is true even today. Only thing is, today, so there is division of labor, so the person doesn't do it himself. But most medicines involve an Meloche of Tchine, of Srikas Amonim, raw materials you have to buy, and so on and so forth. So Mimele, the Chachomim Asa Rifuye. So the Meloche is Rifuim. The Meloche, it's a Meloche Rabba. It's Rifuim. So he says, so Tabi says, Meloche Porichos. Vokum Sayyeh Badei, Dikol Mitzu Posach, Bia Vokatim Sayyeh Yayim Bimamesh, Bia Ome, Ho Yisrael Meim Adi Oslo, Mishum Sri Samonim, Rifuim is Oser, Umshane Dein Bimamesh, Afilu Linyen Ze, Afilu Linyen Ze. So that means, so tasteless is mechalik zwischen, to between this Messiah and the other Messiah. So when the Gemara says here, there is one. When the Gemara says here, when Rav Zvi says here, Messiah in the Mames, so this Yua is in the Mames. This Yua is in the Mames. But the Yua of Omitzu Posach, Rav Zvi holds is Yesh in the Mames. Rav Zvi holds is Yesh in the Mames. And the Mema says that even the Yua of Omitzu Posach, Esoayim, is also in the Mames. So we have to understand, I mean, what kind of Dorim do we have here? Now, the Gemara, here the Gemara in Beitze mentions the Machlekes between Ameima on one hand and Rav Zvi and Rav Asha on the other. So Ameima says that the Siyua of Omitzu Posach is in the Mamesh, and Rav Zvi and Rav Asha say that the Siyua of Omitzu Posach is Yesh Mamesh. So Rishayim in Makis Eskikash. It's a kifu pas reisha. If somebody cuts off the piece, so it's chayv malkes. So the Gemara says, "Makes the chof on beis." Ton rabbi, pas reisha is safe reisha. Izeu safe reisha is a mashve skof achilios. In other words, he's mashve. He cuts off, so it's completely cut off the hair. Uvipadach. Ton etani kamir afiz. Echad ha-maki ve-echad ha-niki fleiki. So both are five malkes, the maki and the niki. Oma le-imam ve-ochel tamre ve-abil el-oke. It's a very strange motion. If somebody eats dates in a basket, it's five malkes. So the one who said that, doma lo-ochmane rabiudi, doma lafshin ve-maizalei. Mashen ke kol te rabono, lafshin ve-maizalei. No, how could it be five malkes? This is how Rashi explained it. After all, he didn't do any mice, he's completely present. Robo ma bimaki vlaatsmi divaki. Bimaki vlaatsmi divaki. So, in other words, so when he say, echo maki vlaatsmi divaki, that means if somebody is maki of his own payas, so he'll be chayv malkis twice. First, for underscore maki, and secondly, underscore nike. And we cannot ask, underscore nike. He's passive because even on the score of Likif, it involves a mice. Rabasho ma bumsayiyah divrehak. But it can accord with the Rabbon of Rabbiyah too. But you ask, it's a bimaise, where is Misayiyah? Let's say the Nikev presents the hair, he bends his head on the chair, and then he presents his hair to the barber, and the barber cuts it off. So he's Misayiyah. So the ritual. Makis. When we learned Hilchas Nida, so I discussed that ritual. Thank you. Im Zayir, die Mechaki, Pirsche Rashi sagt, she mazgul ya sayres, vike di kashore, hoda amunim sanktionte des beitze, vi yem mikhal, kusin Yisroel beyonte, vi Yisroel omi zu posa. And the Yisroel helps him by opening the eyes, closing, dim Zayir in the mamish. So in other words, the kashi is from Amema. So here we say, dim Zayir in the mamish. That if the Nikkev is Misayeya Yisrael Malkis, the Misayeya is Mimamish. And there Amima says, Misayeya is Mimamish, Velo Ikash. So two Terutzi, Amin Shnei. Sheim Kola Misayeya Nishove, the Misayeya the Hosom, Ein Mimamish, She Derech O'ayin Limameitz, Piseach Ktsas, Avol Hoches Yuad Kodil, Ki Shemazbino Yatzmi Bisar. So that's one guy. So he says, there is a difference between the nature of the two siyui. So, that you are in Beitze, is a siyui aktas. Is siyui aktas. So that's the reason why I'm in Marseille, we say, in Mamish. But this siyui, is a siyui akot, kishemaz mimei, why is Asmonas Asar more is you are than opening and closing the eyes? So it's not because it's more difficult to hold the hair, to present the hair, than to bend the head, than to open and hold the eye. He emphasizes that it will emphasize here the Hosom Mimamish, Derech Ayin Mimamit, because there it can take place as a reflex. When you bother with somebody's eye, so by itself, involuntarily, it will keep on opening, the eye will open and close, whether you intend it or not. So it will open and close, so it can take place as a reflex. Mashenke, bending the head and presenting the hair, that cannot take place as a reflex. It can only take place as a voluntary act. So in other words, so mele, ma'amei tzu posach, in view of the fact that sometimes it can take place as a reflex. So even when it's done voluntarily now, it doesn't mean that every time a person opens and closes his eyes, that it's a reflex action. No, it can happen, it can take place as a voluntary act too, but sometimes it takes place as a reflex act. So mele, since it can take place as a reflex act, so even when it's done voluntarily by a person, so it is yuaktas. So that kind of is a yua, according to Amema, is imimamish. Mashinke, bending the head, which, or being masmin the seya. So it can never take place as a reflex act. So that is yejimamish. Yejimamish, that's one thing. The second target is, because in the Pirush Rabbin Meyazal, she could sabnu liil, the blav misayiya yesh bilav, the Ramases, that actually without you are, according to Rabbanu from Yude, is only the nikev is ever allowed. Because, as Rashi explains, the Torah says, loisakifu loshen rabin. Why does the Torah employ loshen rabin? Because to advise us that this love applies to the makif and the nikev. So even if someone, let's say, will sit down on the barbershop, on the seat, and he'll sit like a dummy, he will not move his head, and he will not be masmin seya, and then, with his consent, the barber will cut off his payas, so the one who is nikev, midaite, will be even allowed to rise. But malkes we cannot give, because it's lavshin mimais. But if he's misayeya, he bends his head, is masmin seya, then it becomes laf sheyesh b'maise. But it's not, there is an aveira anyway, even without the seya. So where there is a niseya without the seya, but without the seya, it's laf sheyesh b'maise. So through the seya, it becomes laf sheyesh b'maise. Masheikin over there, so the soil doesn't do anything. Who does the healing? The going does the healing. The going does the myself way. And the the soil is doesn't do any ma'aser refuah, then you cannot say that since the chachomim ma'aser refuah, so the isa consists in being healed. No, so then it should be also even to be mispalel if somebody is sick. He shouldn't even be mispalel on Shabbos that he should have refuah shleima on Shabbos. There is no isa in being healed. The chachomim ma'aser ma'aser. So everything is a ma'aser refuah. An injection is ma'aser refuah. An operation is ma'aser refuah. Operation involves bloches ha'aser. Besides that, they're ma'aser refuah. But, I mean, and if you take a pill, so it's a ma'aser refuah, but ma'aser refuah. So everything is a ma'aser refuah. And when you put drops in the eye, so it's also a ma'aser refuah. But the shavus does not consist in being healed, but in the ma'aser refuah. Who does the ma'aser refuah? The goy does the ma'aser refuah. He's the surgeon who puts all the drops in the eye. And the Yisrael is only a recipient of the drops. The recipient of the drops. So Mimele, here, and what does the Yisrael do? He just opens his eyes, closes his eyes, to keep the drops. So that's Misayeya. So there is, Amima says, Misayeya, Eimi Mamesh, Masheim came here by Makib and Nikev. So the Nikev is even the love of Lisakifu, even without you. But without you, it's a love shame, I say, with you, it is a love shame, I say. We call Shem Fir Shabin Leazal. So we have two terutzim, two lishenis. One lishen in the mitzvah is that the siyua imakes is yesh b'mamesh because it's a siyua kavu. The siyua in beitze according to Ameima. Is a siyuach, so it's a mimamesh. A mamesh, and the second territory is that every siyuah is a mimamesh. Even a siyuah, God. But, mimakis, so he's even allowed, he gives it allowed anyway, without the siyuah. So the siyuah only supplies the mice. Now, there is a machlekes between the Taz and the Shach, and the Kudus HaKesef, and the Yochas Nide. Now, when the nido is teveles, so she shouldn't have anything that is echtit. Now, nails, if they are clean, even if they overlap the finger, so it's not echtit altogether. But there is a minek that a woman, before she is teveles, so she should cut off the nails, so that nothing should extend over the flesh of the finger. So it's a minik. Now suppose a woman is develes bin Ashmoshis Friday night. She is develes bin Ashmoshis. And she wasn't chita disponai before. So the shayla is, can this woman tell Enochi Zigoye to cut off the nails? And it's considered a mitzvah, even though it's not me'akiv the tefillah al-bedin, but it's a minik. Alright. So the Taz in Simen Kuf Tzarikhez, Sif Chof Aleph, said as follows. V'chi v'n shin izbo yolil, din til asir ponayim shoyin shoyin al tzara minek, because al pedin, if she cleans them out, so it's no chitze, sheikh in al tzara minek, sheikh yol atzmo, nir al nid hodi, se bimor dechay al chasnide, v'agoy shalim, mivir, v'nir atvilosa v'chila meyed, then he mentions about Bina Shmoshes Friday. But the Mordechai discusses Bechlami. Nochin Adobo Roshe Shifra Yivere Skichovim Tigal Chimu. The Amiro Leive Kichovim Shmusi. Uvim Mokim Nitzvah Legozo. Vimein Lo Yivere Skichovim Tinakir Eitel Bitit Shtach Zatzpir Ad Kan Lashim. Hay Nedav Ke Bechlami. Avo Bisham Yisviyon Tev. Im Yira Sheshochol Nitlat Zotonayim Lo Yitima. Because it's only mitzvah, it's not a real mitzvah. dann bin ich gedacht, aber gut, lange nicht warte, dass ich Schmutz, da bin ich alle mit Kopf im Schmutz. Wieso, die Hu, Chumbe, die Osanko? Die Chumbe, die Osanko. So, first of all, he says that even if the woman, the Israelis, can manage to stand and keep her fingers like a dummy, not to move her fingers altogether, or the toes, to be completely stationary, which is difficult. But let's say that she can manage to keep them intact without moving the fingers, without any sinew. She'll just stand and present the fingers and not move them. And then the Nochris will cut them. So that the Israelis will not be Misayeyan anyway. So even that, even in such a case, it shouldn't be done. Binash Moshes. Why? Even though it is a mitzvah, but it's not a real mitzvah, so Mimele, she should not tell the Nochris, not only if it's already Lailo, but even if it's only Binash Moshes, she shouldn't do it. But then he says, no, it's Chumbe doesn't record. Sometimes she might become involved in Meloche Deraisa, the woman. Why? Because it's very difficult to manage not to be Misayeya, to help, you know, the Nochris coordinate. So he says, Visu du Chum Redosan Mikule, Java Bisho and Nochris, Chiteches, Mikol Mokim, Esu Israelis, Misayeya Slo, Al de Shevotolo es Yodel, Uchilui, most of the time, there is some Sima. Uchilui, Oisa Milucho, Milocho Zu, Shasur Midraise, Bishabes Yontet, וחיי שמוצינו בסימן קופי הלב לנקוף הספיה שגם אני כפחייר אם סייה בדובו שמעת עצמי לוב להקיפה וזה יהיה אפשר לשומע ממנו. It's very difficult to keep away from his life. It's almost impossible. לשומע ממנו כשתניח להלכתך הציפוניים לבנס כחובים בלי התועס הישראלי ססיודר. First you have to put the woman to sleep and give her ether, I mean, before she'll be able not to move her fingers in the course of the nails being cut off. Ve'ein leima. Alright, this is what he says. So he says that if the woman, in other words, so that means that the Taz is mentioning a big Kiddush. Let's say somebody goes into a barbershop on Shabbos, to a goyish barbershop, a friend of his, doesn't charge him any money. So, and he takes a hair. And naturally, he moves his head one way, the other way. He's masking the seah. So, that Jew who took the haircut on Shabbos in the barbershop is either only an Issa de Rabbonon of Amir Minochi Shavuos, or he's a Mechal Shabbos Midraisa. So, the Taz says that if he's masking the seah, if he's set like a dummy and didn't help the barber in any way, then he's only even Israel Rabbanon of Amir Lenoch Yishuz. But if he didn't sit like a dummy and he was Misayeya the barber by bending the head one way, the other way, so then he's a Mechal Shabbos Midraisa. Why? Just as the Gemara says that the Nikef is Chayim Maltes, if he's Misayeya, so here too, the one who takes the haircut in the barber shop on Shabbos, if he's Misayeya, so he was Michal, he was doing a Meloche Midraisa. This is what the Taz says. And what's the raye? Famecha damakim vecha danikev chayev. As Ravashi says, if he's Misayeya. So the Nekudas HaKesef is Masik. So the Nekudas HaKesef. Gamash Posta. Visiyem v'royisim mishishokat bozeh. V'tzivo lachtech. V'yomtev. So there was one Chochem who passed that the Isha can tell the Nochris and Yomtev to cut off the nails. So he, the Taz says that he made a blunder. So the Nekudas HaKesef says the Chochem who passed that way passed correct. Ze sheheir etavahir uchmei shevoir di mashe kosa di chivin di msayei ahave ki leise melocho sheasura b'shabes v'yomtev dunye דומי דניקף, תוי ביטרד. חודד אפילו חוד חום דכלי הוא עצמי, לקה כאן יסורד רייסל, ריבה פוסק. Well, that's another machlekes. That's a machlekes between Teisves and the Rivosh. Now, most of the same passing, Lochishin Zrichel Gufo is Potter. The Rambam passes that Lochishin Zrichel Gufo is Chai. But most of the same, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, the Chabad, the Ramo, they pass in that Lochishin Zrichel Gufo is Potter. So, according to Rav Shimon, that Lochishin Zrichel Gufo is Potter, so Teisve says that if somebody cuts off nails or somebody cuts off hair, so unless he cuts off the hair because he wants to make, let's say, a wig out of the hair, so a shekel, so that, but he, so then he's, it's mlocha tzichel gufo. But suppose he cuts off the hair because he wants to look nice, so then it's mlocha tzichel gufo. The Rivosh says it's a, if he does it in order to miyave satzmei, then it's mlocha tzichel gufo. We'll discuss it soon. I mean, in Amatzliya, that machlekes between Teisus and the Rivosh, and the next duck. All right, but. So he says, "Choded afilu chotchom bichliu atzmei lekikanisu v'deraisel reva poski." He means according to Teisves, and most Rishonim who pass like Rav Shimon, lochashin tzrichel gufo is pot. Vikolshk not on biyode, vikol amelek is v'tzvachayad, vikol amelek is v'deraisel. And apparently that chochem didn't pass him that she should tell Nochis. She tell Nochis to cut off the nails with scissors. But to cut off the nails, you die. Apparently, I mean, they were nochrim who did it. They the chan v'shayach misayeya. The davke ba'akov. The echad amarki v'echad amikye v'mashma. Uchid piyosher rashi be'elin aleikim davkof on the base. The shaminu mikrohochem l'sakifu l'samiach la'akif. Inam v'davke v'oshin rabim. Mashma da'atrei azarachmane. Nikifu makif. Atkal sheni. El deyni misayeya potam shudav alav shem yimayise. Umisayeya. חייב ונסים שעסוסו אבל בשור הזורס לא שייך למימה וחייב משום סייה למסייה אין בממש. So he says what the Ritvo says in the second version, he says when does the Gemara say מסייה יהי בממש by Makiv and Nikif, because the Nikif is able even without you, but without you it's a lafshe memaise. So if he's מסייה he becomes a lafshe yesh memaise. מה שאין כן here, without you it doesn't do anything, and this UI itself is nothing. So the mele, there was no avere, only amir l'noche. So in other words, so what is the machlekes between the Taz and the Shach? So the machlekes is, and this question, when the Gemara says echad amakiv, echad anikiv, if the nikiv was misayeh, so the nikiv is chayev, so according to the Shach, in the second version, the Ritvo, so the reason as to why misayeh is insignificant over there is because he's able to love him without you. So this you are only supplies the mice. But in the case where without you are there is no mice avere, so this you are is a mimamish. According to the Taz, so the reason, and according to the first motion in the Ritvo in Makis, because the first in the first that is the Ritvo distinguishes between the you are cotton like Asmonaseya and the you are cotton like Omitsuposach, which can take place even involuntarily as a reflex act. So that means that the you are cotton is mamesh even if without that there is no maizahe. So what's the machlekes? So now the Rambam, Rambam in Perek Yud Veis of Hilchas Avodah Sichov im Aloche Aleph. So first he says in Galchim Paisei Reish, and then he says Aval Yish HaMizgaleach Ein Eleike Elohim Kein Siyua Uim Galeach Omar Avrom Aval Pish Ein Eleike Kibum Shemidaiti Oso Eberlach. because Mishnah says, V'yesan yerelit, in explaining Tishnis Rambam, V'lishayach lima shu'iva b'la, kim d'liovad ma'isik la, v'afilimom alei lehakif pasvei shei, ein shliach b'adem. So the Tereivet says in so many words, that even if the Nikev was not Misayaya, he still lived alive. As Rabbi Meir, the Rama says. It's the Gittel mentioned the name of the Rama. But the Kesmish that says the Rama is Chik on the Raived and the Rama. And he holds that without Tiyua, he's not even made alive. Because he doesn't do anything. What is the Torah Aser Takofes Reish? But he didn't do anything. He was completely passive. He was completely passive. And then, now, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam has a Sefer HaMitzvahs before the Sefer HaMatzvahs. He has the same Sefer HaMitzvahs as in the big Sefer HaMitzvahs, except that in the big Sefer HaMitzvahs, he elaborates, and here he doesn't elaborate. But he has the Sefer HaMitzvahs. So, he has the Asogis Arayot and that Sefer HaMitzvahs. Oh. So, Mitzvah Loises Elam Mem Gimel. Shalom lehakif pias roish kikum leavir zichonim. There's the time that Rambam gives. Shenema avol isakif upas reish. Omar Avrom, lovely maki v'lovely nikev, lovely mashris v'lovely nishris. So the hasogi of the Raivedi and Rambam is how is it that the Rambam mentions in the minyan tayak in the mi. So in tayak you have shin samchela. And Reish Memches Esim. So, how is it that Rambam counts only one lav in Shasalam? It should be counted as two lav. Two lav. One lav Lemaki, then one lav Leniki. Then two lav Ligabi Piyasazor. Lav Lemashris, and lav Lenishis. So, in other words, so instead of counting two lav, one lav again, Sakofes Piyas Rosh, and one lav Shalil Hashris Koaz, okay. He should count four lavs. Now, of course, if we count four lavs, so then we have to take out other two lavs from the Rambam's Cheshbon. All right, so we have to figure out which two lavs we, according to the Raivet, we have to take out. All right. So that's the Asogis. That's the Asogis Raivet. Why? Because Rashi explains, why do we say Yachdamaki Vachdanike? Because the Torah says, Misakif Loshen Rabbi. So, in effect, the Torah says, the Torah directs itself to the Makif and to the Nikev. That's why it uses the Lashon Rabbah. So we have to love. So according to the Raived, it means we have two separate love. In the Mian Alam is two separate love. Two separate Isurim. One Isaiah to do the Ma'isak of it, and another Isaiah is to be a Nikev. So according to the Raived, he certainly Mishumet. He is forced to say that even without Tziyua, the Nikev is even alive because there is a special love for Nikev. So you all know Zio. Mashein came the Rambam counts it as only as one love. So Mimele, because of Mishneh, can say very well with good logic that according to the Rambam, if the Nikev wasn't Misayaya, then it's nothing or anything. Nothing at all. Because it didn't do anything. Because since it's only one love, so what is the Torah asah? Ma'isah. So mele, if somebody is a nikev and he was sitting like a dummy, he was completely passive, he didn't do any ma'isah. But, so then you ask, so even if he's Messiah, but after all he didn't cut off the payas, he just held on to the payas and he presented it to the makiv, the answer is, that's the aloche. That's the aloche, and that's the first washing in the ritva. When a person does a miloch, does work, does something, whether it's milach Shabbos or something else, he does on somebody else's roof. If Ruve does work on Shimon's roof and Shimon's pays or rosh, so it depends. If Shimon is completely passive, he's like a dummy. So then the maise hakofe that Ruve does on Shimon's pays or rosh is not a tricky tradition. But if Shimon cooperates and he helps him, even though Shimon doesn't cut off the payas, Shimon just holds on to the payas and he cooperates with Ruvein and makes it easier for Reuven to put on the payas. But he cooperates. He's misayayim at the time when Reuven cuts off the payas. So then the ma'ase hakofeh that is done and Shimon's goof is attributed to Shimon. But the Rambam will not say, suppose Reuven is the barber and he gives a haircut to Shimon, and then Levi holds Shimon's face and Reuven cuts off. So Levi will not be hired, because then it cannot be attributed to him. It's not done on Levi's goof. It's only when the Misayeya is the person on whose goof the Akofe is done. So then it's attributed to him. That's the first Lashon in the Ritva. So the first, the Ritva is the Kashe. Here the Gemara in Makis says in Misayeya Yesh B'Makish, that the Nikif is Chayim Malkis, for the Sechiv. They are in Beit Zinim Rabba Mino says Misayeya Yesh B'Makish. So the first Eretz of the Ritva is, there is a difference between this Yua and that Yua. That Yua is a Yua Kotten, it's like a reflex. But this Yua is a Yua Kotten. So Mimele is Chayev. So apparently the first Eretz of the Ritva assumes like the Rambam Shin. That by a kofes piyus or ancient piyus has opened the Torah asad only the ma'isa kofes and the ma'isa shosse, not being in it. But if he's not misayeya, he's not either anything. But if he's misayeya in view of the fact that the ma'isa kofes is done on the goof of Shimon and the goof of the nikev, so it's attributed to the nikev. Only if he's misayeya, if he's not misayeya, if he's completely passive, then it's not attributed to Shimon, to the nikev, even though it's done on the goof of Shimon. Of the Nikkei. That's the first Eretz. So the first question that it was assumes that the when the Torah Aser says Loisakifu, it only Asers the Makif, the Ma'isak of it. So if the Nikkei is not Misayaya, so he's not Eber. But if he's Misayaya, then he's considered the Makif. It's attributed to him. But if he's not Misayaya, he's not the Makif. The second Eretz is like Shiva's Arayved, there's the Ramah. That the Torah asat nikev, there is a special love. Lovely makiv, lovely nikev, lovely mashas, lovely nishas. But without siyua, it's a love shem ma'isa, so he's ever a love. But malchus he doesn't get. With siyua, he gets malchus. But the love is ever. Mashink in the case where without the siyua, there is no love altogether. So then the siyua doesn't accomplish anything. So mele, the tashit is like the first lashon in the Ritva, but there is a chiddush in the lashon of the Ritva. There is a chiddush in the lashon of the Ritva, because the according to the Taz, so it applies to Shabbos, even though the Ritva, the first lashon in the Ritva, also applies it to Shabbos. But you could say that the Ritva applies it to Shabbos only in the Rabbanon. Because there it's only a question of a Rabbanon. But from the Taz we see that it is a din in kol ha'terikol. In other words, not only gabi ha'kof ha'speis or rosh. So if the ma'isa ha'kof is done on the goof of the nikev, and the nikev is misayeya, so it's attributed to him. But it's a din in kol ha'terikol, even gabi meloche. So midraise, if a certain meloche is done on the goof of a certain person, and that person on whose goof the meloche is done is misayeya, so it's attributed to the nikev. I mean, to the person on whose goof the melacha is done. On his goof, the melacha is done. Now, we can understand the thesis. The thesis says, Ve'idei meri, docha parachos. Vokam sayi abadei, dikom etzu posach. Vi'af al gavdim sayi, yayim bimamesh, bi'almeh. But over there, they held that it's yeish bimamesh. Why is it Yesh B'Mamish? Because, you see, the Ritva is asking the Kashi against Ameima. Here, Teisa says the Kashi against Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi. Because Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi here in Shabbos, they say, Yesh B'Mamish. Over there, they say, it's Yesh B'Mamish. Over there, they say that it is Yesh B'Mamish. So he says, V'Av HaGad B'Psayei Yayim B'Mamish V'Aome Ho Yislam Ameima. So even though Bialmi, so Misayeh Mimamesh, but over there, the Chachon Mimasat, a shmus of Rifuye, Mishum Srika Samonim, and that Rifuye is done on the goof of the person. So Mimele, Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi held at first that it's attributed to the person in whose eyes the drops are placed. So umishane de mimamesh afilu inyan ze. So what that means, amima. So it can be explained in two ways. What does amima say? So in other words, so even Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi, who at the very outset held, assume that the one who takes in the drops, if he's misaleya by opening the eyes and closing the eyes, so the act of rifuye is attributed to him, as the tasses. So the act of rifuye is attributed to him. And then this is what Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi said. So Rameimar answered Emimamish. So it can be explained in two ways. One way of explaining Rameimar is that whereas Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi originally assumed like the Taz in Simikub Tzadik Ches, so Rameimar said Misayeya Emimamish like the Nikolas Akes. That's one way of explaining it. Another way of explaining the status is Umshalad Emimamish Afilin Yenzeh, that it's not that Ameima mentioned the same swore, the same longness and longness of Kesev. Ameima can give the longness of the Taz also, which is the longness of the first lotion in the Ritva, of the Ritva. But Ameima says, true, that if there is a real Ziyua, something that can only take place as involuntary act, if there is that kind of a Ziyua, and it's done by the person on whose roof the melocha is done, so then Isaiah Bimamesh. But this Ziyua is a Ziyua cotton. So Mele, that Ziyua is a Bimamesh, even though it's done on the roof of the person. So it can be explained in two ways. But when Tesis explains Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi, so it says that Ziyua is different than the Ziyua here, so it's on a basis of the fact that whereas here Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi talk of a Ziyua that is done by a person on whose goof no melocha is done. You see, let's say somebody is carrying a beam and then another person helps it. So it's not done on the goof of a person. So that's why Rav Zvid and Rav Ashi even here say that it's a mamish, but over there they held that in view of the fact that it was done on the goof of the person, the siyua was done by the person on whose goof the rifuye was done. So maybe it's yesh mamish. So Amima said, no, that siyua is a mamish anyway, even though it was done by the person on whose goof the drops were put in. So either because it was a siyua cotton, or because Ziyua is a mamesh, even if it's done by the person on whose goof the melocha is done.
Omar Rav Papa Mishmei Yehoba, Hanan HaMetiyon. Now, the taste is... We left off the second taste is from the top, from the end of the omen. V'chivin di zimnin okro ho, di zimnin ho, leve kizava misapeach, v'afilu v'shusarabim tome. So taste says that in view of the fact that the behemo lifts up one leg, so mele, he certainly should be considered l'chol apoches in Isaiah. What was the teretz of Rav Amnune? That even though we can say Isaiah yesh b'mamish, and the reason as to why by behemah it's toyeya, because there it's not in Isaiah. Shanoche dok le gamrei. So that means that there is a possibility
that the chibdiza is, in other words, there is a possibility that one leg was not even used. So the Gemara's kasha is v'chibn dizimnin hokroho v'zimnin hokroho. So levik is over misapeyach. So then mitzatzofik, every talis should be tomei, not on the score of misayeya. True, Rav Amnuna holds misayeya v'mamish, but on the score of supporting the zav, because let's say the behemoth was standing on 3 feet, so one foot was lifted, but sometimes leg number one was the lifted leg, and sometimes leg number two was the lifted leg, and sometimes leg number three, and sometimes leg number four. So mimela, that means that when leg one is one of the standing legs, so then the talus under that leg has to be tomei, not merely because of misayeya, but because it's mamish supported. It mamish supports the zav. That's the Gemara's kashi. So Teisa says, "V'chiv v'zimun ho, v'zimun ho lebek izova misapeyach, v'afilu b'shus harabim tomei." Now, what does it mean? Kizova misapeyach. The Mishnah is up. Milo itna zov show you mutla le isaf solin o yahei pundois leo kont meim leo ponter yoshon sofit misapi chaleyen meim so you see, whenever there is a sofik, so he's tome. So here too we have to be cheshish as to each leg, maybe at one time. So it was one of the standing legs, not the lifted leg. So it should be tummy. El alav b'shem damrina misayeyei b'mamish. Zim b'mamish. Now let's see the thesis. So thesis says, v'chim dizim no koho v'zim no ho, lebek izova misapeyach, v'afilu b'shusarab b'tummy. Now the aloch is sofik tum b'shusarab b'sveikitoye. Sofik tum b'shusayochit isveikitome. So lifluk, we should say that the Gemara asks, v'chim kizim nino kroho, v'zim ninho, leve kizov amisapeyach, so that means, and zov amisapeyach, so he's only tome b'shusayochit. Now, Teisa says that the kashe of the raya of zov amisapeyach is from the seif. But Teisa points out that he could mention a raya from the reish as well. But the Gemara is mentioning the raya from the Seife, because in the Seife, the Mishnah spells out that it's tomei because of Sofik. Now the question is, when the Seife in the Mishnah says, Yoshin, Sofik, Misapeyach, Halein, Tmein, does it mean Tmein, Rishus HaYochid? Because Sofik, Tum, Rishus HaYochid is making tomei, or it means Tmein, Rishus HaRabi? So we see from this day's verse, the Teisa says, "V'chim dizim no kroho v'zim no lebek izova misapeyach." V'afu b'shizarabim tomei. So that means that by zova misapeyach itself, and according to Teisa, the raya is from the seif of Yoshi Sofik misapeyach aleihen. So even b'shizarabim is tomei. Now we have to understand why. Let's see the next Teisa. Lior kont mei. Kein goris akulus upireish dit mei mishum dikele meima dicholechot neisei rubei olov. In other words, if the zav lies lengthwise, his body, the erech of his body lies on the erech of the benches. On the erech of the benches. So in other words, let's say, that's the erech of the benches. Now, and he lengthwise, so the zav lies on the erech of the benches. On the erech of the benches. So Rashi says, Kin shu yesheichei al meyov v'prakton v'irkei mutol al erkon. Now the Dagoe Sabach says mutol al rovon, but al erkon is very good. V'irkon mutol al erkon. So in other words, so he lies lengthwise. So it may, Rashi says, Mein Gassel, bin mich nicht Tages. Die Eish Leima, bichol achas mehen, she niso hube yolo. Pomi malzu, pom malzu. So it can be explained in two ways, the expression Yesh Leima. The Yesh Leima can be understood in the sense of Isof. There is a possibility. And Yesh Leima can also have the meaning that it's Ivadai because a person doesn't, I mean, the person, very, very seldom does a person remain in the same position all the time. He likes, he finds it uncomfortable to lie in one position and not to move. So he always, certainly on the basis of Rov, you could say that he, in all probability, he was misapir. So even if the first few moments he was lying completely on this bench lengthwise, so the next 5 minutes he'll lie on this bench. So it's not on the basis of something. But Rashi could be explained in two ways. Now, from the Lashon of the Rosh in Taharis, it's mashma that it's vada. We all come. Sheira Hasapso, we are Pundi, Munochim Reishi Vadragli, it may, Shal Kolechot Mehem Nisham Rubei, Pomi Malze, Upomi Malze. So it's Mashma, it's Vada. Because there's the Derech of the people, they don't lie in one position all the time. But Teisve says it's Ovik. What is Rashi Shite? Not clear. Because Rashi Shiti is Yesh Leima, so Yesh Leima can be explained in the sense of Safik, and Yesh Leima can be explained in the sense that it's Vada. Alright, so then, Teisa says, King Goras Akuntas, Upirish Litmeim Mishimdikel Meima, Vicholechot, Neisei Rubi Olof, Pom Malze, Pom Malze, Lireo Bom Teile, Shein Rubi Nisal Kolechot Men, Dezeloshin of Rashi. The Rorban Teirim, Lifishokon, Mutol al Rorban, Vein, Rubei, Niso alachasme. So suppose he lies. This is the Derech of the benches. And the person, so this is the Rechav. And he lies like this, 5 benches. So Memere. So then he's Teirim. Why is Teirim? So Rashi says, Teirim, Lifishok, Mutol al Rorban, So the Rishash raises the question. I mean, why does Teisa say, according to Rashi's pshat, that Asik Rav Shimon? I mean, Rashi could also say, agree with the Rishash, that this thing that Leror Bon Teiri can accord even with the Rabbonon. The reason is why the Rabbonon say by mito, that it is Tomei, that each talus under each leg of the mito is Tomei, if Zav lay on that mito, is because over there the mito couldn't be supported on 3 legs. So each leg is indispensable for the standing of the mito. So mainly it's considered that the Riva Zav was near Bata, that the Riva Zav was near Bata on each leg, because each leg is indispensable. But the Rabbonon also agree with that Zerzakosuf, that it's not Tomei Tumas Medres unless the Rubei Shel Zav is near Betalov. But the Rabbonon hold by Mito that in view of the fact that each leg is indispensable, so Memele Al Pedin we consider that each leg supports the whole Zav. The whole Zav. So Mashenkin over here, So let's say if there are five benches and the Zov lies on it, and the width of the benches, and let's say if each bench is very narrow, so then one bench could be eliminated. He probably wouldn't be as comfortable as he is when he lies on all the five benches. But if each bench is very narrow, even if he were to eliminate one bench, he could lie and support himself on four out of the five. So then it's like behemo. So it's not like mito. So this is what he says. Because a single bench could be eliminated. So why does Teisve say, that's the kashi of the Rashash. But why does Teisve say, Ufizeasi Krav Shimen, when Teisve's daughter Vibor says that Vriyehima the Motzel Mehima the Asi Afil Krabonon? So apparently Teisve was Midayik from the Loshin of Rashi. Because the Loshin of Rashi is the Rabban Teirin, if you show him with Rabban, Vein Rubei Niso. Al achas mihem, v'yirubin is lachas mihem. So it's mashma that the reason is because b'mtzias it's not niso. The rube is not niso lachas mihem, not niso lachas mihem. So that's why Teisa says according to Rashi it accords with Rav Shimon. It accords with Rav Shimon, not according to Rav Shimon. In other words, that Rashi implies that even if it is such a case that let's say the benches. That the benches are situated in such a way, all the five benches, that if one of the benches were eliminated, then it would fall down. So he would fall down. So even in such a case, it would be toya. So why? Because b'mtzias, the roiv hazav is not lying. When he lies, okay, and then he turns over. So the whole body of the Zav lies on each bench. But when it's Lerube, even if they are situated in such a way that it is indispensable, that each bench is indispensable, still is Toya. So Memele, because Rashi emphasizes, in other words, it means Bimtzias, it's not placed, the Riva Zav, on each bench. But just one fifth of the body is placed on each bench. So Memele, Teisa says that is to accord with Rabbi. Alright. V'riyeh imer d'motzel meima d'asi afil k'rabon. V'taym in it heres, mishum d'havu l'kolechot misayir shim b'mamish. U'mihachrei sh'avu motzel mifrach. So the raya is from the safe of Yoshe. What does it mean Yoshe? So Rashi explains Yoshe. Yoshe l'yalei l'rohbon. Sofot nisapei chalokit. So we see that if it is a sofik, it has to be tomei. So memele, if misayeya yesh bimamesh. So in case the behemoth was standing on all the four, so then each talis should be tomei. So memele minastam, we don't know. We should anticipate the possibility. Maybe it was standing on all the four, so it should be tomei. So the raya is from the same of the Mishnah. So Teisa says that we could mention the raya from the ratio of the Mishnah too. Umehach reishia have a motzel mifrach. The mitami lo'okom misveike. So we see that Teisa is chilik on the Rosh and Taris. The Rosh and Taris says that in the ratio it's tomi b'teras vada. Because that's the derech of people. People don't lie still in one position. They keep on moving. So memele, it's vada. But Teisve says, Teisve is chilek on the Rosh. And Teisve says that it's only Tomei Mitirasovik. So, why does not the Mitamu Leirkom Misveike Elonichal Elimifrach Misevi Dimforish Betayme Amaitme? Because the Reisha doesn't spell out that it's on the basis of Sofik. The Seife spells out that it's on the basis. It's on the basis of Sofik. Now, so the question is, when we combine
the two Teitzves, the previous Teitzves and this Teitzves. In the previous Teitzves, Teitzves says, V'chiv nizim noko, v'zim noho, leve kizava misapech, v'aflu v'shisarabim tam. So, Mimele, that means that by Zof Shoyumutlal is Afsov. By Zof Shoyumutlal is Afsov in the Reishi. So we all contain, which is also on the basis of Sofik. So it also means Vafil Bishus Rabitom. The question is why? Why is it on the basis? Why is it Tommy even Bishus Rabbi? So the Masho explains it. So the Masho says it's on the basis of the principle mentioned in the Mishnah of Shnei Shvil. So in other words, so by Shnei Shvilin, so the halacha is if there is a stira and bowl it should be basachas. So there is a stira. So in other words, one shvil is tome, one shvil is toyer, and the two people ask the same question at the same time. So Bezdin cannot toss a coin and say to one, well, you are toyer, and the other one tome, because my chosis. So what does the Bezdin say? Each one toya, that is stira, one is certainly tome. So if both ishul basachas, so there is a stira, so mele, the answer is that both are tome. So here there is also a stira. Here there is also a stira. This is what Masho says. Because it has to stand on 3 feet all the time. So we cannot say that all the talisim and all the legs are tummy. It's the basachas. So Mimele, there is a stire. So Mimele, all the legs should be tome. All the legs be tome. If Misayeya is Yesh Mimamish. So we have to say that Misayeya is Mimamish. So in other words, so that means the reason as to why the Gemara is saying that if Misayeya is Yesh Mimamish, and the only the heter here is, as Rav Amnuni wanted to say, because in Nidokal Ligamre, so since Zimdoklahai, so there is a Sofik, so the Arablaim, the Talisim and the witch are definitely Tmeis, and we don't know which, so there is a Stira, so we have to say that all the Talisim and all the Raglaim of the Behemo are Tmeis, because of the Aloch of Shnei Shvilim. So, and since the Gemore mentions it, since the Gemore mentions Hirayim for this din, that it has to be Tomei, if Misayeh Mamish from the Mishneh of Zafshu Yimutla Leisav Solim. So that means that over there too it's Tomei, and Teisa says because of Sofik, also because of the Aloch of Shnei Shvilim. So Bishloi with the Reishe, we can understand the Reishe. If the Gemara had mentioned the Raye from the Reishe, we could understand, because there is also Istira. There is also Istira, because Teisa is Israelic on the Rosh and Taras. And the Rosh and Taras holds that it's a vadai that the person turned himself over and he was lying for a certain time on each bench, lengthwise. But according to Tesis, it's a Sofik. So in other words, he was lying on one bench. But I don't know on this bench, on that bench, on this bench. We don't know on which. So Mimele, we cannot say this bench is Toyer and this bench is Tome. My Chosis. So Mimele, we have to say all the benches are Toyer. So that's all right, the ratio. But Teisve says that the Gemara could have mentioned the Raya from the Reishi. But in truth, the Gemara mentions the Raya from the Seife. So the question is, in the Seife, why should it be Tomei Bashus Arabi? In the Seife, why should it be Tomei Bashus Arabi? Why should it be Tomei Bashus Arabi in the Seife? Yoshe. And how does Rashi explain it, Yoshe? Yoshe lo yalei en lirochbon. Sofik nisapi chalo, okay? V'nimtzo kuli nishan alachas mehen. So there it's a past. Now he was Yoshin L'Rohbon. And if it was L'Rohbon, so then not even one bench is done, if it's L'Rohbon. Because if it's L'Rohbon, as long as he was lying in that position,
lehobon without turning it over lehokon. So that means that the Rubei Shelzav was not supported on any one bench. But there is a possibility that unconsciously, as he was sleeping, he turned his position, he changed his position from lehobon to lehokon. His original position was Lerobon, so not even one bench became Tomei. But there is a possibility that he changed his position. But there is no Stiret. So why? So Bishlem and Bishus Ayochid, alright. So even Bishus Ayochid, it has to be discussed, because the Gemara in Seite says, Gemara Seite in Nibe, in Chul, that Sofik Tomei Bishus Ayochid is Veiki Tomei only if Yesh Bidas Lishoyer. But let's say in the case of Tineik, where in Bidas Lishoyel, so even Sofik Tumah Bishus Ayochid is Veikitoya. And Yoshein, so he's not awake, he's not alert, so it's in Bidas. So it's in Bidas. So Memele, so even Bishus Ayochid is Veikitoya. But the Rash in Perigim Lov Zavi mentions a Raya from the Intercepte that Yoshein is considered Yesh Bidas Lishoyel, even though at that moment he has no Das, but the person has Das. Tineik, so the person has no Das. Mashenkin here, at this moment he has no Das because he's asleep, but the moment he wakes up, he's fully alert. So Memele is considered as Yesh Bidas. That's the Rash in Perigim Lov Zavi. So, right, but so, Rishus Ayochid, we can understand. But Teisve says, Vafu Rishus Arabim Tom. So Bishleime, in connection with the Reishe, we can understand, because there we also have a stira. There we also have a stira. But in the Sefer, there is no stira. So Bishus Arabim, it's a Sofik. So why should it be Tome? Why should it be Tome? Sofik to Bishus Arabim is Sveikitoya. Sveikitoya. Unless you say, so you can say, that Teisves doesn't mention that in the Seife, Teisves doesn't mention that in the Seife of the Mishnah of Zavin, when you say Yoshe, Sofik Misapech Aleinu Tmeim, so it means even Bishus Arabim is Tmeim. Maybe Teisves agrees that the Seife of the Mishnah, when it says Yoshe, Sofik Misapech Aleinu Tmeim, so it's only Bishus Ayochit Tmeim. But Bishus Arabim, it is Teirim. But for the same reason that we say, Yoshe, Sofik, Misapich Aleihen, is Meir, Bishus Ayochi, because of the possibility that he turned over, he changed his position, so Mimele by Behemo, where there is a Stire. So we have to anticipate that possibility, even Bishus Arab. But it's the same reason. Same reason, but that is a deich. I mean, it's not mashma that this is what Teisves means. V'chim nizim nokroho v'zim nho levik izov ha-misapich v'afilu Bishus Arab m'tomei. And so, in other words, so the talisim under the raglayim of the behemo should be tomei even Bishus Arabim milu itnam. So it's mashma that over there too, that it's Meim in Bishus Arabim. It's a Deirach. You can explain it at least. In other words, so Afilu Bishus Arabim should be Tomei, because here one is certainly Tomei. I mean, three out of the four are certainly Tomei. So Mimele, there is a Stira, so you have to say, you can toss a coin and say, just at random, we'll think of three legs out of the four. So, and then we'll decide which one is not. That we cannot do. Why? Because of the possibility of Tumi. So Milo Itnam, Gabizav, so Yoshe Sofik Misapich Aleihen Tmeim Bishus Ayochid. But over there, Bishus Arabim is Toya, because Sofik Tumi Bishus Arabim is Toya. But here, there's a Stira. But that is a Deichak. Because since Teisa says, V'chim nizim nino koho, v'zim ninho, leve kizov ha-misapich, va'afilu bishus arabim tomei, so mimele, it's not mashma that only Gabi Behemo afilu b'shisarabim tomei. Only gabi behemu afilu b'shisarabim tomei. But the inzovim not. So we have to say, because Teisves itself says, it says, umihach reishave motzali mifrar dim tamin leirkom. So Teisves doesn't mean that the kashe, the raya is just from the seife. Teisves only says that the Gemara spells out why did the Gemara even mention the seife of the Mishnah? After all, the Gemara should have cited only the reish of the Mishnah. Zov, milo itnan levek izov amisapeyach, milo itnan zov shel yomutal al heisaf soli, o yahil pentudois, leir kont meim, period, that's all. Why do the Gemara have to cite the whole mission? Bishle mei posik, so in achanam, even gabi psukim, so sometimes we find that the Gemara mentions the whole posik, even though the raya is from part of the posik. So over there, so it can be explained because even though the Gemara was put into writing, so it didn't say it, but the one who learns is likely to verbalize it, so because of it. So but here in Teresh Baal Peh, so since there is a raya from the Reisha, why does the Gemara have to mention to quote the whole Mishnah? Let him, the Gemara just quote the beginning of the Mishnah. Milo itnan zov shoyomutal al heisaf soli, oya hei pundois, leo kont mein, that's all. So Teisves says, no, this is what it means. The reason in Achaname, the raya is from the reisha too, but then the kasha is. Why? Why? If the raya is from the reisha, why does he have to quote the seife? Because if the Gemara had quoted only the Reisha, so then we could be matche the raya, because we could say a pshat in the Reisha the way the Rosh explains it in Tiras. The Rosh, Aleb de Emes, explains the Reisha on the basis of Adai, but Teisves is chelik on the Rosh. So Mimela Teisves is saying, umehach Reisha v'motzal mifrach. So Teisves doesn't mean that the kashe is only from the Seife. So the kashe is from the reishe, and the reishe is mamish the same din as by the raglaim of the behemah. But why does the Gemara cite the lotion of the seife? Let the Gemara just say milo itnan zof shel yomutal al heisaf soli or yal heipundois leokant meim, period. So the answer is, because then if the Gemara had just quoted the Reisha, so we could be matret and say, there it's a, maybe it's a vada, as the Rosh says it, Aleph de Emes. So the Gemara mentions the whole ocean of the Seife. So Mimele, it's mistaber that the Reisha, since the Seife mentions it in of Sofi, so it's mistaber that the Reisha is also based upon Sofik, and there it's not the Vadai. And in the Reisha it's mamish dum yed rabbe behemo, because there is a stira, because one bench is certainly tom. One bench is certainly tom. Now, let's see the Rashi. Tmeyeis the chol chode yikel meima al zuni sabach al metamino misofik vosom nam. אם מישהו מכיר הוא, נתמין המסווייק, אליו טיימים שמדיקולה, הווה כל חודם וחודם, אליו טיימים שמדיקולה, הווה כל חודם וחודם מסייע, ואין בממש. קניר, בעיניי משנזו, ורבי סי גרסים, ליאור קונטייר. So their גרסי is, ליאור קונטייר. ופיר שטיימה, ליאור קונטיירים, משום דאמרה, שמו בניהם שוחר. ולא יעלה, in other words, there is some space. There is some space between the benches. So the idea is the Rabbi saw Leoko. So there is a possibility that he wasn't even lying on these two benches. He was lying between the benches. So Tekashe rejects that girsa. He says, "Vikasheli imkein likuletalim."
Sofik nisapech pnei. Sofik nisapech pnei. So the question is, monefshach, if the girsay is there in Lokon, because of the possibility that he lay between some mele, so there is a raya from this Mishneh that where it is Sofik, he has to be toya. So mele, there is a stira mele obey in the Mishneh. So why does the Mishneh say that Yoshe Sofik misapech alei misnei? So there is a stira in the Mishneh mele obey. So we have to say that the rabbis of Rashi, who are geiris leokon terin. Now the Miri mentions the girsay leokon terin, but he mentions an altogether different pshat. So in other words, so he says leokon terin because we are dealing with the case where we know that he just lay on one bench. That's all. So why does it say terin? It means that the other benches are terin, but that bench on which we know we lay, so he's done. Of course, so then no one can be chilek on it. But this is not the shita of the rabbis of the way Rashi mentions it. Rashi mentions it's the same years, but it's another pshat. It's not the pshat of the rabbis. So Rashi mentions the rabbis are years and lekantim pishtaim lekantim v'shem leneim shachar. So then, the rabbis of pshat is very strange. So there's a stirim and obey. Tochke the dibur, I mean the Mishnah says so. He says so. So we have to say, I mean, there is no other alternative, that according to the rabbis of, it's not on the basis of Sofik. But true, Rashi uses the loshim mishum damrin on shemo b'neim shachar. So first of all, that is Rashi used that loshim shemo, and then even if the rabbis of used the loshim shemo, so it's not conclusive that it means it's only a possibility. In other words, it could mean, you see, the rabbis of, now, according to the rabbis of, so the Mishnah is reference to the case where there is empty space between the benches. Because if there is no empty space between the benches, so then it's not shaykh to say that he lay between the benches. So in other words, there is empty space. So Mele, suppose the Zav lies, and he puts, let's say, the hand on one bench, and another hand, let's say, on the other bench, and one leg, or part of the leg, you see, on one bench, and then part of the other leg on the other bench. So, and he supports himself. So it doesn't mean, so the rabbis of say, Rabbi Yisuf say, Mishun Amrin on Shema B'neim Shochav, he doesn't mean Rechev B'na Mishpasayim, that he lay on the floor. No. It's no Chochme, I mean, he wants to lie on the floor, so why does the Mishnah say, that is, so, Leokon? So he's lying on the floor. So it's not Leokon. He's just lying between benches, not on the benches. The Mishnah says that he's lying on the benches. But it means he supported himself and the bulk of his body was mutlbavi. The bulk of his body was mutlbavi. But he supported himself that way. Now there is a halacha. So the shita of the rabbis of his, that since there is a halacha of metres azav, that only if Rube is Rubetolov, so it doesn't mean just that it is supported. Let's say suppose Izav will support himself on two bars and he'll be suspended bar, but he'll support himself on two bars. So according to the rabbis of Rashi, the bars will not become tummy. Even though they support him, he's supported on the two bars, but the bulk of the goof, Bimtzias, is physically not placed on the bars. Just his hands are placed on the bars. So Memele, that's not Rubei Marbitolov. Rubei Marbitolov doesn't mean that it is supported, the weight is supported on something. It means that physically the rov of the goof
has to be placed. So Mimele, when Rashi say, when the Rabbi Yosef of Rashi say, we all come tailing, it's not a suffix. In other words, we are dealing with the case where there is ample space between the two benches, between the benches, and he put his hand, let's say, on the benches, and his feet also on the benches, but the Rav HaGuf was bavir, but still it was supported on the benches. Here it mentions, the question is, it mentions here Al Hisaf Solim. I mean, it's much easier to visualize if it had been Zofsho Yomutal Al Beisaf Solim. I mean, such a case. Hisaf Solim is a little difficult to visualize. But it could be, according to the Rabbis of Sins, it mentions other situations. Lirobon. So the Hisaf Solim is mentioned because of the Rehoboam, but in Achaname, in respect to Leokon, so it's not Hisaf Solim, it's Beisaf Solim. And he supported himself on the two Saf Solim, so, but the physically, the bulk of his goof was Mutal Bavir, even though it was supported on the benches, and even though, let's say, each bench is indispensable, because without the support of each bench, so then he would fall to the floor. But according to Rabbi Yisrael of Rashi, here Bidol of Rubi Shalzav means that not only that it should be supported, the weight should be supported, but that Bimtzias, he has to be placed on it. So it's not on the basis of Safi. So it's Varai. So Mimele, there is no steer. Right now, let's see the Ramban and the Rashba on this Gemara. The Rashba is three shades. Hey, Minay Mechai. So we saw that there is a machleken between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rav Amnune, that the Misayeya is here, Mamesh is Chayev, so from Rashi it's Mashma, that according to Rav Amnune, so only the Misayeya is Chayev, and the Yochel is Potter. According to Tesis, so that goes without saying that the Yochel is Chayev. But according to Rav Amnune, even the Misayeya is Chayev. Right. Hey, Minay Mechayev, the Ramban. Yeshia Lintam Pshit, demand the Yochel Mechayev. ויחף של אימא של זה שיוכל פוטר וזה שאין יוכל חייב ורב אמונה יחס על כדאי תוכל חייב המסייע ולפתי רואיס ומפורש לו והוכה קומה מידי קומה דיבה הכל חייב שמע מנו אחד מחייב היי מיני מחייב ואומר אפי זה שיוכל כי זה שאין יוכל מי קומה בוודאי בוט הוא כיחי שלהי אצל היוכל תצר פריז ואף על פי שחייב רב יהודה זה אין יוכל וזה יוכל הוכל לוי So when both are in the Yochid, so each one is indispensable. So Memele is considered as doing the whole Melach. But here, one is Yochel. And the other one, the Eni Yochel, is not indispensable. It could easily be eliminated. So Memele, he is for. Be'ala nuna ma leila meimelo Rebbe Yude ha'iname mechayev. Mishim bin Msayeya. Kid mechayev is Eni Yochel. ואין לא אימא, מסייע אין ממש, כי משייך יוכל, אבל זה אין יוכל. אבל זה, אין יוכל, וזה אין יוכל שני ימי סי, ואין אחד מהם נתחו מסייע, אלו אין סמייס. והרב, so in other words, what does he say? So he says, ורב נונה אומר, לאילה מימלוך, רבי יהודה, היי נאמה מחיים. In other words, of course the Yochel is Mechayev, but he is also Chayev. Mishum Yibsayim. Ki Mechayev bizein Yochel is in Yochel. Yochel in Yochel. Ve'im le'im ha-Mesayim imamish. Ki Mishay Yachel Yochel. Aval zei li Yochel, vizei li Yochel, shnei ha-Mesi, ve'in echot mehem nitcho Mesayaya, elo oise maiz. So, all right. והרב רב מישה ברב יסף זל פירש הם מנהל מחייב איזה שיוכי שהוא איזה איקר מייס. So הרב רב מישה ברב יסף is like Rash and he says according to רב אמנונה, so only מסייע ישראל. Why? הם מנהל מחייב איזה שיוכל שהוא איזה איקר מייס או איזה שני יוכל שהוא איזה בכל כך ומחלבין עליהם ומדמין עליהם איזה איני יוכל ואיזה איני יוכל והיוכל נפטר לפתור מדמין עליהם לזה יוכל ולזה יחד הוא פה שאית רב חיסדה זה שיוכל חייב שהוא איתה. So in other words ורב אקשוי רב אמונה עד רבה זה שאיני יוכל שאיני יוכל מה חשם שיהיה ויעיסה בכל כך ומדם ללעוד אמרינו ושון אולי מסייעים בממש אבל שני ימידים רב חיסדה חמנינה שנחייב עליה אחות כי לא שנה פרייס וזה לא שנה רב שמוצא סיבי חידושו. So according to Rav Mishi Rabbi Yosef, and that is Rashi Shite also, so according to Rav Amnune, so only the Yochel is Chayev. And the Sheini Yochel is not Chayev. The Sheini Yochel is not Chayev. Why? Because in respect, I mean, only the Eini Yochel is Chayev, according to Rav Amnune. And the Yochel is Potter, according to Rav Amnune. Why? Because in respect to the Eini Yochel, so apply the Deen of Zeini Yochel with Zeini Yochel. In respect to the Yochel, we apply the din of the Yochel with the Yochel. Vein atam shom ha-shini Yochel chayev she'isi b'chol kichi. Why should the she'ini Yochel be chayev as against the Yochel? So because he's isi b'chol kichi. So he says, ein atam achve. El atam b'ze, b'zein Yochel, z'in Yochel sham locho kluyo, kluyo b'chol echot. Now this is the Rambam, but the Rashbo mentions the sheet of Rav Meishe Bar Yosef and the Essay Kashi. Now let's see the Rashbo. Hey, minay mechay. Rav Amnon no amah b'shiru b'sayi b'ade. Yeish makshi. Ve'ich efshah shezeh she'yochel v'nisam locha potah. V'zeh she'in yochel v'nisam locha yechayev. Ve'ich imakin Rav Amnon. V'tirat Rav Meishe Bar Yosef Zal. Mishu b'nisab kolon. Neshem o'isi she'yochel chayev. Lifi shu'u e'isi ikar amas. Oy shem o'isi she'in yochel chayev. Lifi shu'u e'isi b'chol kech. So what's the adifes? All right, everybody understands the adifes of the Yochel. Because he is indispensable. The other one can easily be eliminated. But what's the adifes? According to Rav Amnune of the Eini Yochel, because the Eini Yochel is Eise B'chol Kech. L'fishiu Eise B'chol Kech. U'michayv olay. Mishum didamin olay. L'izei Eini Yochel. V'izei Eini Yochel. D'chayovi. V'rameya v'rabiyu. Vilkach liftu midamino lele leze yochel leze yoch lipot lerabiud. So in other words, so that's why the yochel is put there, because vis-a-vis the yochel we apply the din of the yochel with the yochel. Upoch rafchiz le deze she yochel nish lechayev mipne shuik vom rabbe ne da'ad rabbe ze shei ne yochel is chayev umsayeya bichol keich yeish lechayev. ויום עלי מסיים בממש ובכל מוקים בין רב חיסדה ובין רב אמנונה שני ימי דין דין לחייב ולא לבד. Why? Because there is a loche ho isi kulo lo iso mikso so mimele if one is chayev, so that means that that one is considered to be a isi kulo and the other one is considered to be a isi mikso so ואין אמח שעתם בו זה איני יוכל וזה איני יוכל אין אם יש מסייע בכל כך. So what does Rav Meishe Bar Yosef say? That vis-a-vis the Eini Yochel, we apply the din of Zeini Yochel and Zeini Yochel. And so Memele, even as against the Yochel, the Eini Yochel is Chayev, is not different. Because he is a Chokeche. That means that by Eini Yochel, by Eini Yochel, why is a Chayev? Because each one is Eise B'Chokeche. Elo Eini M'Pnishe B'Sayeh B'Chokeche. Elo M'Pnishe Tluye B'Chokeche, because each one is indispensable. I mean, in other words, the same time as the Rambam. Void kosher. Di mishum hoshein yochel rav shimen. Amai chaye sidi mishin shin yochel. Because vis-a-vis dein yochel. We apply the din of zein yochel zein yochel. So that's all right. I'll live with Rabbi Yehuda. The zein yochel zein yochel is chayim. But I'll live with Rabbi Shimon. The zein yochel zein yochel is potter. How can Rav Amnon say, even I'll live with Rabbi Shimon, dein yochel is chayim. די משום שאין יוכל רב שימן מאי חייב דול רב שימן די רב שימן מאי חייב דול רב שימן זיין יוכל זיין יוכל זיין יוכל זיין יוכל דוי וועד יוכל מאי פוטה לרבי The whole ze yochel ze yochel Rav Meir Shnichayot. There's another kasha. So what does Rav Meir Yosef say? That the reason is why according to Rav Amnune, the yochel is potter because vis-a-vis the yochel, we apply the din of ze yochel with ze yochel. But according so Tena Chabiyude, but how about Rav Meir? Rav Meir holds ze yochel is chayev, and here it's potter. It's potter. Ustom de mil se ochet chayv afil Rav Meir elo echo vichul eshove bo dein isvore shin yu shneim chayovim Rav Meir vilo yechayv elo echo de Rav Yudei v'Rav Shimon. Now here there is an apparent stire in the Loshon. That's the reason why I'm going over inside every word of Rashi, because at first he has the kashi according to the lomdes of Rav Meir v'Rav Yosef. So it should follow that when Rav Amnune says that the ini yochel is chayv and the yochel is poter, so Rav Amnune is referring, he's saying it alibed Rav Yud, because alibed the Rav Meir, so the yochel is also chayev. So true, vis-a-vis the yochel, we have to apply the din of the yochel is the yochel, but it should be chayev, and then it shouldn't be true according to Rav Shimon, because according to Rav Shimon, the Eini Yochel should also be potter, because Rav Meir Rav Yosef says that vis-a-vis the Eini Yochel, we apply the din of the Eini Yochel, but according to Rav Shimon, the Eini Yochel is the Yochel is potter. So that means that it follows that according to Rav Meir Rav Yosef, Rav Amnune is saying his din that the Eini Yochel is chayev and the Yochel is potter only a limited Rav Yud, not a limited Rav Meir. Not alibe the Rav Shimon, only alibe Rav Yudei. So memele, the Rashbo should say the ene svore she yu shneim chayovin l'Rav Meir v'lo yechaye v'lo echot. The ene yoche l'Rav Yudei v'lo yechaye afil echot alibe Rav Shimon. That's the way you should say it. Dein is vore, she you shneim chayovim Rav Meir, vilo yechayev elo orechot. Dein yochel Rav Yude, vilo yechayev afilo echot Rav Shimon. But he says, dein is vore, she you shneim chayovim Rav Meir, vilo yechayev elo orechot Rav Yude, ve Rav Shimon. So he's taking it for granted that according to Rav Meir, Rav Yosef, So the Eini Yochel is chayef even alibed Rav Shimon, but alibed Rav Meir both are chayef. Why? He should say v'lo yechayef afilu echot alibed Rav Shimon. So it seems. So why does the Rashbo formulate it that way? Because there is a hechech that from the losh of the Gemara, from the lotion of the price, it says, "Tonik ze yochel ve ze yochel Rav Meir mechayev ve Rav Yudei ve Rav Shimon peid ze ine yochel ve ze ine yochel Rav Yudei ve Rav Meir mechayev ve Rav Shimon peid ze yochel ve ze ine yochel divrei hakel chayev." So since in the ratio of the price, the Gemara spelled the price is spelled out. Rav Meir says chayev in this case, and Rav Yudei says chayev in this case, and Rav Shimon says in either case is chayev. So that means when the less part of the price, when it says Yochel is any Yochel divrei hakel chayev, what does it mean divrei hakel chayev? Everybody, Rav Meir is made, Rav Yudei is made, Rav Shimon is made. So bishleim vis-a-vis Rav Meir, so we can say we can be deichik. The Rashbo says it's not mistaper, but we can be deichik in the lotion of the price and say that even though the price says ze yochel ze ni yochel divrei hakel chayev, what it means divrei hakel chayev, bein Rav Meir, bein Rav Yudei, bein Rav Shimon, everybody, but it's litzdodim divrei hakel chayev alibed Rav Meir both are chayev, and alibed Rav Yudei only the ene yochel is chayev. But you cannot say that divrei hakel chayev has the meaning divrei hakel chayev alibed Rav Meir and Rav Yudei, not alibed Rav Shimon, because divrei hakel includes Rav Shimon too. So that's the reason as to why the Rashbo does not formulate it that way. That's the reason as to why the Rashbo does not formulate that way. ustomed the milse hoche in chayva fil rabmeya el echot vichule shabevo deini svorish in yushneim chayovin rabmeya vilu yechayev el echot rab yude vilu yechayev klala filu echot rab shimon because it's a price in the fresh as the vehakel chay but he has to formulate that way. So for some reason we have to say that I limit rab shimon. So too we have to say that according to rab meishib rab yeseim, so according to rab amnune. So when Rav Amnune says that the Yochel is Chayim, the Yochel is Poter, that he only says Alibe, the Rav Yude, and Rav Shimon, but he doesn't say it Alibe, the Rav Meir, Alibe, the Rav Meir, both are Chayim. So first of all, it's not Mashi that both are Chayim, Alibe, the Rav Meir. And then the question, so the first question remains: Why is the Yochel Chayim Alibe, Alibe, the Rav Shimon? That's the question. Now this term mihus is found frequently in the translations of Ibn Tibbon, but it's very seldom found in the Rishayim that were written in Lashon HaKodesh. Ibn Tibbon translated Arabic into Lashon HaKodesh. So there we find that expression Mihus, but it's very seldom found that term, but here we have it. So he says, so Bein Mihus Achiv V'yesh Mifashim Di Mishum Diktone Divrei Hakel Chayev have a mashmud nechayev leechot umshitach shu'alu eizer ol lechayev yezer. Oh, so that's it. So that's right. So far he mentioned one loshen. So that's the loshen of Rav Meishe Barab Yezer. So according to Rav Meishe Barab Yezer, so Rav Amnune says that the in yochel is chayev, the yochel is potter. And then the kashe of the Rashbo is, so why should the Yochel be chayev al libid Rav Shimon? Because the only reason as to why the Eini Yochel is chayev, because vis-a-vis the Eini Yochel we apply the din of the Eini Yochel is Eini Yochel. So but al libid Rav Shimon, the Eini Yochel is Eini Yochel is potter. So that's the kash. Then he mentioned another loshim, which is the sheet of the Ramban. V'yesh miforshim mishum diktone di v'hakol chayev have a mashmud in a chayev elo echot. ומשום כך שואלי, איזה רוב לחייב יעשה? ואומר,